This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. Ask your Pioneer sales representative or crop protection retailer about True Choice. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of DowDuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Well, did you see some of those shooting stars early this morning? If you were out early in the western Dakotas or the Nebraska Panhandle, maybe southern Ohio, southern Indiana, you might have seen the gemmed meteor shower. It's not rare. Happens every December. But stargazers really like it. There can be 100 to 120 meteors per hour. You might catch some tomorrow morning. After that, it'll be past its peak. From this week in agribusiness, traders of soybeans seem to be saying, well, that's just great, but let's see more. That was their reaction to the news the Chinese had made the first purchase of U.S. soybeans since the trade war began last summer. It was 500,000 tons in that purchase. That's about 18.5 million bushels. Boxwood blight. It's a concern to folks in the nursery business. And it's spreading across the country. And those holiday wreaths may be helping spread it. It's a fungal disease that attacks various species of boxwood, a common landscaping shrub. Boxwood blight first appeared in the UK in the 90s. Now it's widely distributed over Europe, and it first came into the United States about 7 years ago, over along the East Coast. It has since spread to 24 states. Every year about this time, we hear of vandalism. Someone's Christmas decorations have been carried off or torn up. Now, man is perhaps being falsely accused for some of this, because people who have the trail cameras have been able to determine that a lot of the damage could be coming from squirrels. And then there are rabbits and mice and rats and even cats. That's what we've been hearing. Some of the decorations are getting torn up by animals. One year we had ours torn up by a deer. The neighbor saw the buck waltz right through our lights, snagged them on a leg, and just kept going, pulling half of my carefully placed Christmas lights on down the street. Now, I know what you're wondering. Was that deer just there by himself, or was he accompanied by 8 others? Did the neighbor also see a little fat guy in a red suit, maybe? Well, that neighbor might have, frankly. She's been known to dip into the eggnog a little bit this time of year. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the new True Choice offer from Pioneer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.